Okay, well, welcome everybody. It is Thursday again, and it is Thursday, May the 23rd, 2019. It is the time for the afternoon Q&A call at the Healing Coach. Ask a coach, get started, and go deeper. My name is Thea Benny, certified Healing Coach, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome you to this call, and it is a pleasure and an honor for me to be here with you today. We want everything, just a few household things. Everything on this call is being recorded. You can find the replays afterwards, usually posted within 24, 48 hours. You can find the replays at www.dralexanderlloyd.com/calls, and then you see the resources you see are the calls that are there. Just click on the Thursday Q&A calls and you will see the replay links over there, so you can listen and re-listen as much as you want, and there is a choice of all our recordings are posted there. So that is a good place to go. Our disclaimer before we get started, that it is really important for us to know that you know and understand that Healing Codes or Trilogy are not designed to diagnose, to heal, to cure, or to treat anything. We are addressing the spiritual issues of the heart, healing the energy that is the negative energy charges that is in our heart, that is in our memories, and that is what we're after, and that will diminish the stress response. It will calm down the stress mechanism inside us. And when that happens, all the other mechanisms that are built for growth and for healing and to thrive, they will be able to do what they're designed to do much better once the stress response, the stress mechanism is being calmed down or going to neutral, as it should be. As Dr. Alex always says, it's supposed to go off only like once in half a year when there's an emergency happening, not every time that that someone looks at us funny, or that we have to wait, or that we're running late, or that we're worried about something, or someone makes us angry, all those things. So we're after our programming, the programming that is in our memories, and that is actually based on the beliefs that are in those memories that we filter each and every experience through. If you do have a significant health issue, please go to your licensed healthcare provider. We will never say anything, advise anything about health issues. We can support existing treatment. We always advise to go and see and have a checkup if that is necessary to do. Go and see your doctor, go and see your practitioner. And in addition, then we can add the Healing Codes of the Trilogy and do wonderful things. Okay? So the purpose of this call is to ask any question that you may possibly have about the Healing Codes, about Trilogy, about any other products, about any other processes. If there's something that is not clear, that is confusing, that you do not know how to do, that you're worried maybe that you're not doing it right, those are all things that can cause additional stress. We want to diminish stress, not to add on. So please come, ask your question. Every question is a good question. If you're new, you may have some basic questions. If you're more seasoned, you may have some specific questions. Or just, it's good to review the basics every now and then. That is always very, very, very beneficial. We do not do personal coaching in these calls. That is not the purpose for this. But we want to help you to get started and or to go deeper. So if there are specific issues that you want some guidance on that we can shed some light on, that's, we definitely will do that. We just don't do personal coaching and give personal custom codes or custom trilogy on this call. Okay, another thing that I need to say up front, that everything on this call, everything that I'm going to say on this call is my opinion, okay, my personal opinion, out of my personal perspective and experience and worldview, et cetera, et cetera. You're totally free to disagree with anything I say. And then we can have an open conversation, and that is always wonderful. Another purpose is for you to, for those among you who want to share something about their experience, if there is a success story that you would like to share, or maybe the opposite, feeling stuck, or anything, any feedback, anything that you want to share of your personal experience, please come. We love to hear those stories. Also when they're not totally positive, we want to hear, we want to be real, we want to know what is happening with you and what you're experiencing. And if you're struggling, then please tell that too, say that too, share that too, so that we can first of all acknowledge that, and we can have some tips of how to go around that. Okay, how can you communicate? How can you ask your questions? There are two possibilities depending on how you are connected to us. If you are in the webcast mode, internet, listening mode only, you will see a chat box on your screen. You can type in your question or comment, click on submit, and I will receive it on my end of the computer. If you're in speaking mode on phone or web call, then please hit star 2 on your keypad. So I will see then a hand raised on my computer screen, and I will open your line. And so then we can have a conversation. So star 2 on your keypad, the chat box if you are in listening mode only. Sometimes we get some email questions submitted to us before the call. So then we can add those two. So I will be going back and forth between callers who are in speaking mode and callers who are in listening mode. And if there are email questions, then they will be included too. And sometimes I pick stuff from Facebook. If you have not yet joined our Facebook, please do the Healing Codes program. It is a wonderful community page where it is a closed group. So we want our members to feel safe and secure so that they can ask and share what they want to share without the people that they know looking over the shoulder. Nobody can see what you're posting unless they're a member themselves. That is something different. But there is wonderful activity in that group. People like you, coders, people who do trilogy, people who are like you, reading the book, following the things that we're doing, the things that we're sharing and teaching. And questions are being asked there, experiences being shared. People get to know each other a little bit. Include each other in their coding practice, in their coding, in their healing list, prayer list, etc. So that is absolutely wonderful. And they encourage each other and acknowledge each other. So it is really wonderful. So the Healing Codes program, if you're not yet a member, I would highly recommend that. Okay. So with all that said, then let's see if there are some questions. Star 2 on your keypad and or use the chat box. And in the meantime, maybe you still are thinking of how to formulate your question or your comment. Then I would like to do a healing code, or actually a trilogy together, using the general basic trilogy that, if you do not know that yet, please go to dralexanderloyd.com/trilogy-training. The basic trilogy process is for free. You will have to sign up in the website, so you will have to, because you will be receiving the link that you can access that video training where Dr. Alex is explaining the house, etc., about the trilogy and how he came to do that, and explaining a little bit about different components of the trilogy. And then he's demonstrating how to do it, and then he's doing actually the entire trilogy process where you just can follow along with him. So please go and do that. If that is something, please share that. It is free. And we want that to, we would love to, for that to go viral, to, you know, share this with everybody that you know and love, and share that link, and so they can start also to take their life into their own fingertips, their healing process. So that's good. So I want to take us through the basic trilogy. You don't have to write anything down. Just follow me and just do the entire process together with me, and I will guide us through it. So what is the issue? What is the thing that you would like to use to address when we're doing this trilogy together? And we also have the benefit of being together in this call, so that we are sharing our energy together. So there is another component available when we do a trilogy together that is not available when we're just doing it on our own without that connection. So that is also why we like to do this on this call. So what would you like to address? What issue, what thing, what event, what memory, what feeling, whatever the thing is that is bothering you the most right now at this moment. And it may not necessarily be your biggest thing. It may be what is currently right now in your heart that just happened and is distracting you, or upsetting you, or making you worry, or making you angry, or anything else, any other version of being stressed, feeling stressed. So when you're scanning that and thinking about and deciding that, and when you have found that thing, then observe it for just a moment. Just look at it. This thing. When I think about this thing, when I look at this thing, what do I feel? What do I feel? What thought is coming up, negative thoughts that causes me to feel discomfort, causes me to feel distress? And see if there is any part in your body that is kind of resonating with that, and maybe it gets a little bit more tight, or maybe there is some pain going on, or some itching, or some burning sensation. And is that in any way connected to that negative thought or feeling you just identified? And then take a look, is there any previous time in your life when you think about this feeling, this thought, this feeling, what does it remind you of? When do you remember when you remember yourself feeling in this way and thinking in this way? And you can either search for the strongest that you have felt it or the earliest time that you can remember feeling it. And when a memory comes up, if a memory does not come up, that's okay. That's okay. Just we'll take care of that in the prayer and with the trilogy. But if a memory comes up, take a little look and see how old you are and see if you can get any input there of who is there, who is involved, where are you, what is the context, what is the situation. At home or on vacation, at school, kindergarten, work, who is involved? What time of the year is it? See if there is something. And then, okay, is there, once you have kind of set up the stage for that memory, how strong is that feeling in that memory? The very feeling that brought you to this memory. And is there maybe something else? Is there another feeling? More from the perspective of that age that you are right there. Okay, when we have all of this put together, we're going to tie this together into one new thing. With all of this, my current feeling, my current stress, my current feeling and thoughts and beliefs and that memory that we just discovered or uncovered. You can give it a name, whatever you want. You can give it your name or the person involved or the name of the feeling or the number of your age. Or the context of where it is, you can give it a name. And now we're going to pray. Dear God, I pray for this thing, the thing that we just brought together, that is now currently just before us, that we're focused on, that we're watching, that we're experiencing. We pray for that to be healed at its source. We pray for every feeling, every thought, every belief that is related to this, that is part of the problem. Every known and unknown memory, every known and unknown belief, known and unknown feeling and thoughts that is negative and that is part of the problem. We pray for that to be healed at its source. For the very first time that we experience this, that it will start, it will come up, that the healing will go there at the very first time that it started. And draining out that, sucking out that negative energy, that negative feeling, thought, belief, the negative picture that is there, and heal that and heal the memory, and then infusing positive light, love, truth, the light and the love and the truth of God, instead of the fear, anger, negativity, darkness, sadness, depression, whatever it is that is underneath there. I pray for complete healing. From the very first time I experienced it until this very day and every other memory that is related to it. We pray for being open and willing and able to see the truth, see and believe the truth about this issue, that any wrong belief will become known to us so that we can that can be transformed into the truth about this issue, about this situation, about this thing. Okay, let's get started with the tapping, the minute number one, the tapping, just with your finger the fingertips start tapping just lightly and like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in that kind of speed, starting on the inner corner of your eyebrows. And then we move to the side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, under the chin, or the chin, not under the chin, but on the chin, collarbones, sore spot, middle of the chest, under the nipples, under the arms, the thumb, index finger, middle finger, little finger, and we do it again, start at the eyebrows, side of the eyes, the temples, under the eyes, under the nose, the chin, collarbones, sore spot, middle of the chest, under the nipples, under the arms, thumb, middle, index finger, sorry, index finger, middle finger, little finger, side of the hand, karate chop. Forgot that in the first one. See? Even though I know this process inside out, I can forget a point. The 9G, just where your little finger and on the back of your hand, where your ring finger and little finger come together, just a little bit under that, like one finger width underneath there. They're in that V, just you start tapping with your fingertips of the other hand. And then eyes open, eyes closed, eyes open, eyes hard down to the left, eyes hard down to the right, circle in one direction, circle in the other direction. Now hum, count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hum again. We're moving to the minute number 2, the healing codes. Both hands to the bridge. Both hands bridge. And here's where we actually start to address the memory itself. First minute we have been moved to both hands Adam's apple. First minute have been clearing the physical energy systems, acupoints, both hands jaws. Now we're more into the memories themselves and the feelings and the beliefs. Both hands temples. Left hand on the brainstem, right hand high bridge. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, healing codes two position. This one takes a little bit longer. Okay, switch hands. Now the right hand on the brainstem and the left hand on the high bridge of the prefrontal cortex. Okay, I like to add always both hands under the belly button, just for a little bit. Okay, and then we keep our hands there on the belly button and just go a little bit lower to the root or base chakra, energy center, that is on the midline of the body. And we're going to, when we view that entire midline as a river of central river of energy that is flowing through our body and providing our entire body with life energy, that is where we go, we start. And then we move all the way up, slowly but firmly over the body, over the midline, stomach, over the chest, the throat, over the face. Just continue over the top of your head until you get to the top of the spine, and that is where you stop. Pause. Now let's start all over at the base and slide up slowly but firmly while we imagine and pray for the river of energy to open up, for all the energy centers that are over there to open and harmonize, for this river of energy to flow in the right direction and to be filled with positive energy of love and joy and peace, truth, the light and the life and the truth of God. And now we do it all over again. At the base, over the belly and the stomach, over the chest, the throat and the face, over the top of the head, and then we rest at the top of the spine. And then we can put our hands on the heart, massage it for a moment, and then ask for our heart to be open and harmonized, the heart chakra, the heart energy center, and with it all the other energy centers that are on the midline river of energy, that they all together will be open and harmonized. Open and harmonized. All right. Okay, take a moment, take a deep breath. And just know that anything that happens, anything that we experience while we do this is completely natural and normal and okay. And it can be very personal. It can change from time to time. There's no specific thing that you're required or expected to experience. Just whatever you experience is just fine. Okay? You may take another look at your issue and re-rate it, review it, see if there is some change. And then let's switch gears and get into the purpose of this call itself, for you to have the opportunity to ask your questions. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. I am here for you, at your availability, at your service. And I love doing that. I love being at your service. So please, any question that you might possibly have, star 2 on your keypad so I can open your line. Or if you're listening in, please type in your question. And I'm going to start with a question that was submitted by email from Germany. Is asking, in the book The Healing Code, Ben Johnson shows us this way to heal his diagnosis, his ALS, what he was diagnosed with, ALS. Are there any other persons with this diagnosis who heal this issue with the healing codes? And which way is the better one, based on the guide to use the codes in the category patience and friendliness, or to use a special custom code, or both? Kind regards. Thank you for this question. It's a great question. First of all, yes, we have other reports of people who have healed their ALS, or who have been able to slow down the progress or stop the progress of the illness, maybe not healed, totally healed, but we have them all. We have people who have been who were healed from their ALS, and we have people who that the progress of the illness stopped or were significantly slowing down, or with improvements in the symptoms, not a complete healing, but they had improvements in their lesser symptoms, improvement. So all the variations that are possible there. But here's the thing. We always have to make the distinction between sources and symptoms. And ALS is a symptom. And the sources are not, there is no such a thing as a linear source for, oh, if I have ALS, then I need to focus on the category of kindness and gentleness and friendliness or patience. Even though we say in the manual we relate to each and every one of the core categories that they have that a body system is related to, that does not mean that body system is the source of the symptoms that we have. So it is just that we see that people who have issues in that specific category tend to have more symptoms in this body system, or the other way around. Of course, it works well. If we have kind of chronic issues or recurring issues in a specific body system, we can take a look and the problem reference chart and see, okay, what is the category that is related to this body system. But it does not mean that that is a linear connection and kind of always A is going to B and B is caused by A. Okay, that is not the case. Those categories are the virtues, or virtues is maybe is can sometimes be a charged word, but the categories are the characteristics of what it makes us to be a human being. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, self-control, and all the more the nuances in within those categories are the total gamut of feelings that that we want to have. Qualities, that is the word I was looking for. So they're the qualities that makes that are making quality of our lives. But they're interconnected. It is like how you cannot really separate the colors of the rainbow without destroying the rainbow. So each of those categories would be kind of a color of the rainbow, but they're kind of merged into one and the other, and even more, they're interconnected. They impact each other. They work together in all kind of combinations. If you would compare the, if it would say that each of the categories would have a specific sound, would have a tone, then we could create a melody with playing with the different tones, like we can do on the keyboard, on the piano, on an organ, on a flute, on a guitar. And those different combinations, they create a melody, and we cannot really take them apart without destroying the melody. We cannot say, oh, well, then I'm just gonna, if I want to learn to play a melody, I cannot just say, oh, then I'm just gonna do this tone until I get it. No, I will have to get the total feel of it. I have to play and practice on the entire melody, onto the entire music. To get the feel of it, I cannot just do one tone, right? So we're never going to say, okay, just focus only on this category, but rotate on all of them. And there might be issues, there might be things related to my ALS or depression or cancer or migraine or fear of speaking in public, or grief or fear of loss or anything, fear of change, whatever the issue is, the source may be in several categories altogether. And there may be something in a kind of specific category that is not directly related to my issue, but it will be very helpful to clean that up because it kind of it is paving the way for the healing to take place. So that is why we always recommend to rotate through the memories and not fix only on one of them. So what I would do is to take the manual and indeed rotate through the different categories. And you can always, if you have ALS, that is a big thing and that is very serious and very significant. You would do every code that you would do or every trilogy that you would do, you would relate that to your ALS and whatever part, whatever aspect that you're working, that you're focusing on with the codes when you go through the manual, always tie it to your biggest issue. Always tie it to your ALS or your depression or whatever your big issue is. Okay? You can do that with the healing code from the book. You can do that with the basic trilogy. You can do that with any of our manuals, which I would absolutely recommend. I would recommend maybe even the trilogy manual that is available because it is going through different source relationships. So it is tying it more to experiences that we had with people, with the significant people in our lives. And also there, I would rotate through those different source trilogies to relate it to my biggest issue. And so I would definitely recommend that. But you can also, you can do that with the basic trilogy. You can do that with the custom trilogies of the manual. There is additional, the manual is having even additional components to make the trilogy even stronger. Sorry. And so I would recommend that. You can use the healing code from the book or you can use the codes out of the manual. And then there's, of course, there is the opportunity, the possibility to work with a personal coach. And I have to be straight. Dr. Ben Johnson, when he did it, there were no manuals available at that time. What he did though was working with the coach, and the coach was working with him through all the categories and giving him custom codes. Since then, as we say here in Israel, a lot of water has been going through the Jordan River, and we have created a lot of manuals since then. So there are a lot of different ways that you can use to address your biggest issue. Okay. The benefits of working with the personal coach is, the benefits of working with the manual is that you have available all the information that that is relevant for working with each of the categories. So it is breaking down the categories a little bit with additional information or questions that you can ponder a little bit and kind of dig deeper into your issue in each of the categories. You have time to do that. You have time to ponder. You can do it in your own speed, on your own time. And that is absolutely wonderful. So that is a benefit. And you can keep doing that over and over again. You just keep rotating and doing it. And you have, you can see what the categories are that you tend to feel more stronger towards, that you feel that they're more stronger related to your main issue. The benefit of working with the coach is that together with the coach, you can look at your issue and go to very, very, very specific aspects that often, very often on our own, we never get there. Okay. So it is really tailoring down personally custom tailored to you and your issue in this very moment. So we can help you with finding an additional memory, finding a hidden memory that is in your unconscious. We're not gonna, you know, it's not like we're gonna pry into your unconscious, but we can, with our energy testing, we can say, okay, well, here is a specific aspect. Here is a memory that is related to this and needs to be healed. And then we create a custom process for you that usually is most effective somewhere between a week, 2 weeks, sometimes longer, sometimes less. And then we can follow up with another custom process, and we can follow up later with another custom process. So it is kind of we join you on your journey, and at some crossroads, it is kind of, okay, so where would we go? Then we can test, well, we need to focus on this category. We need to focus a little bit on this memory. We need to focus a little bit on this belief or this feeling. So we can test where exactly the focus needs to be in this moment. But the custom codes are always time related. They are, they don't last as the codes in the manual last. And the reason it is because it is so, those custom codes are so specific that if you would kind of, Dr. Alex is talking about, you know, the signals in our body. Our brain is responding to a signal that is being broadcasted in our body, and that is either a fear-based, in whatever expression and color and taste and smell that is coming up, a fear-based signal or a love-based signal. So that is kind of the two main, and then everything is an expression either of a love-based or a fear-based signal. So what do signals do? They broadcast. They broadcast a frequency. And the Universal Healing Code or the General Trilogy, they kind of have, they broadcast too, they have a wide range frequency. And that is why you can use them for almost every issue at any time and by anyone. When the codes, the more specific codes that are in the manuals, those are more, those are not that totally wide frequency. They are more narrowed frequencies for that specific, but they are a general frequency for that specific category. Okay, so we have a love, general love frequency code. We have a general joy, general peace, general kindness, etc. What we do with the custom codes of the custom trilogy is kind of we're narrowing down to something very specific. So the broadcast, the frequency is narrowing down. So when we start doing that and you start using the custom process, your signal is going to start to change because of the custom process. And that means that at a certain point of time, when the frequency of your signal is starting to change, it kind of is moving out of the frequency of the custom code. So, and that is why you need another one after a while. So that is kind of the difference between the different kind of codes and processes that we have. Okay. Any more questions? Star 2 on your keypad, or use the chat box if you're on listening mode only. Please don't be shy. I'm here for you right now. I'm not seeing a new question coming up. Star 2, chat box, anybody? Okay, so that must have been that it is all clear. If, of course, you have any question about what I just shared, you're very free to ask for more clarification as well. Okay. If there are no more questions, then we're good. Thank you so much for being here. As I said, it is always a joy for me to be here with you. And I hope that anything that was shared here today is of benefit for you. And thank you for being here. There's going to be another call tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we will be back here next week, Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for the next afternoon call. Thank you very much and have a wonderful rest of the day and a great weekend that is ahead of us. Bye-bye.